Ventnor City Planning Board meeting, January 22nd, 2024.
The Ventnor City Planning Board agenda, meeting of January 22nd, 2024 is now in session. This meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice of this meeting was advertised in the press, the Current, and a copy of the same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. Let's all stand, salute the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the Republic of the United States. This oath of liberty and justice. First item, can we have a roll call, please?
Mayor Landgraf.
Here.
Commissioner Kriebel.
Here.
Roman Zabby Hutch.
Here.
Lorraine Salata.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Peter Taco.
Here.
Tim Coop.
Here.
Wendy Bartlett.
Here.
Jessica Stilley.
Here.
Absent are Tom Halpin, Jay Cook, Mike Wiesen, and Greer Gaskell.
First order of business is adoption of the January 10th, 2024 minutes. Has everyone had a chance to go over those minutes?
Yes. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second. I was going to ask if there's any changes. can I have a second then? Peter Tuck, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll just note Jessica and Tim as abstentions for
thank you.
All for the minutes and all the resolutions we're about to adopt because they weren't here.
We'll do a voice vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? And noted, one abstention. Okay, the next item of business is adoption of resolutions. First resolution is P3-2024, the selection of board chairman, vice chairman, and board secretary administrator. P4-2024, board engineer, planner, Roger McLaren, and the solicitor, Leah Manos. Resolution P-5, by right subcommittee, which is Peter Taco, Tim Coop, and Wendy Bartlett. Resolution P6-2024, Pirano Brothers, LLC. Resolution P-7-2024, James and Karen Pearlstein. And last, Resolution P-8-2024, Randy Becker. Can I have, has everyone had a chance to read those resolutions? Can I have a motion?
Make the motion.
Second? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions?
The two again, Jessica and Tim.
Abstain. Okay, the first item of business is application.
Jim, real quick, I got to get just two board members sworn in real quick. Commissioner Kriebel and Jessica, I got to just swear you in for the new year. If you want to just stand, face me, raise your right hand. I got an old one, but repeat after me, and then Carmelo will get you the, we'll get you some paperwork to fill out at a later date. But please raise your right hand. Aye, if you say name.
Aye, Jessica Stilley.
Aye, Tim Kruger.
Do solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And to the governments established in the United States and in the state under the authority of the people that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of just your planning board alternate, I believe.
Yes.
So say, planning board alternate.
Class three member.
According to the best of my ability.
Best of my ability.
So help me God.
So.
Thank you.
Well done.
Then,
And Leo, could you also?
Yeah, sure. Mr. McCarron, please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Our first item of business is the application of Donald Giordano and Carol Hughes.
Mr. Mayor, the Commissioner, Chairman, Board Members, Madam Secretary, thank you for hearing us. My name is James Swift, 1335 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey, appearing tonight on behalf of Donald Giordano and Carol Hughes. They're the property owners of 14 North Melbourne Avenue in Ventnor. They're respectfully seeking permission by this board to make an improvement on their path at Melbourne Avenue. As you can see, I'm sure most of you probably visited the site. The house, while well maintained and completely kept up, is clearly older. It's an older neighborhood. If you can take a look at the factories, Mr. Halliday rendering, see the older property, how low it is. It is clearly not FEMA compliant. This project will make this property FEMA compliant. And the real reason or the motivation behind the application that we're doing today is that Don and Carol are part-time residents right now. What they're trying to do, hopefully the board sees it this way, is make the modifications to their house so it's their full-time residence. They want to live here full-time. Obviously, there's going to need some changes to do because presently it's set up for it's a second home. It's going to be their only and full-time residence, assuming that the board sees our application favorably. What they're going to do as part of this, they're going to put an elevator in the property. They're going to have a nice third floor. It's obviously going to be FEMA compliant. The new second floor is going to be super updated. Mr. Halliday, who's our architect, is going to explain some of the technical parts of the application. But presently, God forbid another floor, the first floor would be shot. It would flood out, no question about it. With the modifications that we have done with the assistance of Mr. McLaurin, and he has been very helpful with Mr. Halliday, a number of back and forth conversations, we made some modifications to the application that we would like to submit to the board members, showing some of the greenery, the governor strip, and two trees we'd like to put in front of the property. It's not complicated. We're going to hopefully renovate. There's some pre-existing non-conforming side yard setbacks. We're not increasing them. We're not seeking a height variance. As a matter of fact, the plans which Mr. Halliday has put together is going to have a more favorable lot coverage ratio, which is less impactful. I don't think it's meaningful one way or the other, but it's, for the ratio point of view, it's going to be less impact. And also, too, there's a proposed additional parking space. We presently have three compliant parking spaces. We would have one more because in the the first floor would allow us to park one car underneath. It's not a complicated project. With the board's permission, I'd like to hand out our submission that Mr. Halliday has prepared with detail. It details some of the greenery, some of the governor strip, and the trees. And then, with the board's permission, I'd like to introduce Mr. Halliday to describe the technical aspects of this application. Well, we're hoping that the board makes a conclusion and agrees with our analysis that this is not going to be harmful to anyone one way or the other, that clearly the benefits are, I don't see any downside. I think the benefits are great, that under the benefits outweigh any detriment, as part of the statute, that the board makes a finding that this is a nice project. It really hurts nobody. It's consistent with the zoning ordinance of Ventnor. It's also consistent with the Land Use Act, and it's going to be an improvement to the property. And for insurance purposes, obviously, it's going to be very, very helpful because we take a significantly non-compliant project and we make it FEMA compliant. So that's about it for me at this point.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll mark this Jim A1.
Please. Thank you.
I'll get Mr. Halliday sworn in as soon as he's ready.
Do you wish any of the owners also be sworn in?
Yes, Don and Carol, just in case you need to testify.
Okay, well, We'll go down the line. Just state your name and address for the record, or business address, in Mr. Halliday's case, and I'll swear the three in together.
Chris Halliday, 728 West Avenue, Ocean City.
And you're the
architect?
Yeah.
For sure.
Volunteered at 186 Kent Drive, that's Pennsylvania.
And if you could each please raise your right hand, each swear affirm any testimony you give tonight will be the truth?
Yes.
Great, thank you.
Mr. Halliday, you are a...
I'm the owner of Halliday Architects, and with my wife, who is also an architect, and we're registered architects.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I offer Mr. Halliday up to the floor while I'm in the next car?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. As Mr. Swift indicated, the project entails the raise and renovation of the existing 1940 single-family home above the minimum height. We also added a primary bedroom suite to the attic level, as well as a new elevator in the rear of the house. Don and Carol are excited to make this their existing beach house their primary and only home. And prior to contemplating moving down, they made a list of items that the existing beach house was lacking, and that primary bedroom suite, as well as storage, were the top of the list. So in raising the building, rather than the conventional storage that you would get in an attic space, they're excited to be able to utilize that understory space for bikes, beach gear, bins for Christmas gear, all the things that a primary house requires. The existing home is non-conforming in the side and front yard setbacks. The home also has an existing 100% lot coverage. The proposed package that we submitted had a reduction of that lot coverage by 14%. In reviewing it with the owners, we decided to add some additional landscaping so that the lot coverage was now conforming, a reduction of 25% in lot coverage over what's there now to what's proposed. We received Mr. McLernan's review letter last week, and were able to update the tabulations on this sheet. So this has the appropriate R4 tabulations, whereas on the title sheet of the previous submittal, it was an R6 tabulation. So a lot of the existing non-conforming and lot sizes are now conforming. So we appreciate Mr. McLernan letting us know so that we were able to make that adjustment on the exhibit that is submitted. In addition, the interior renovation includes a new mudroom, entry off of the rear, kitchen, powder room. They've really enjoyed their beach house, but they are excited to make it a primary house. So some of the just amenities that you have as a year-round resident they want to improve and have a gathering place for their family where they can welcome their children to stay in the summer and then stay all year round.
Especially the ones that you made in the submission that is identified as A1. Did you do that in connection with your references and some of the suggestions that Mr. McLaurin made?
Yes, and the owners. In the summer, they spill outside. They use their rear patios. They have more space in Houston now. So they're kind of converting kind of how they live to the new kind of more urban beach lifestyle. So excited about having the outdoor shower and then having some greenery around that outdoor shower. So that was added, as well as we are going to use the permeable pavers on the site, but knowing that that's not in the ordinance, we will get that additional infiltration from the rainwater, but we have additional landscaping as well. So it was a goal to kind of help their area infiltrate more water. So they're using the permeable pavers, and then they have additional grass strips. We've had the opportunity to do some nicer landscape sites on these smaller lots, and utilizing like limelight hydrangeas, creeping thymes, worm beans for privacy, crepe myrtles, just add color and vibrancy and also like nice aroma to the site. So we're kind of hoping to utilize that type of talent.
So some of the changes that you made in Exhibit 1, in addition to the original plan, were consistent with your interpretation of the Ventnor Zoning Ordinance, the Land Use Act, and as well as your cooperation with Mr. McLaurin and to try to make this as compliant as possible.
Correct, yeah. And we're very grateful to get the engineer report and have a feedback so that we can try to improve the plan.
And obviously, we're not seeking a height variance.
No, and that's one thing that will make sure that we are not taking advantage of any understory parking incentives with for additional height. So we are taking a straight 31 feet above 13, which will, so that ridge height will be 44 feet. No additional height is asked for or necessary.
And some of the pre-existing non-conforming variances that we're asking for, we're not looking to expand that. Is that true?
That's correct. Yeah, it is. It's an older home. Obviously, it was built prior to the ordinance that is in place now. It is in line with the neighborhood. So it's one thing that we did study. It's if we do go for this raised renovation, will this feel like an it does not belong? But aligning that on that side of the street, it does align with the neighbors to either side. And a lot of those homes are pulled further to the front than what is allowable today.
That was my next question. You plan that are proposed here are consistent with the neighborhood trend that's going on right now?
That's correct. Yeah. And there is, like, we obviously, they're in this area of town. There are larger single family developments that have occurred. So the incorporation of the grass median and the street trees, we've noticed on the development around the corner, they've all incorporated them. So we're following suit to make it so that there is more, a little bit more landscape in the area.
And in your professional opinion as an architect, is this application done consistent with the purposes of the Municipal Land Use Act? As well as the zoning ordinance of the city area?
Because we are maintaining and preserving an existing 85-year-old home, bringing it up to flood standards. It's actually a very well-built masonry home. And then building on top of that, Don and Carol, the using Giordano's, they really like the hardwood floor. So we're hoping to preserve that. We've done this type of raised renovation project. And once you get it in the air and start to affect the roof, it's a race. So you really have to have the right contractors. And we've kind of already had those discussions. So we want to keep the charm of what is there now. It's the old oak floors with the mahogany inlays, improve on them with all the usability that they're hoping to achieve. And then on the outside, their goal was to make it timeless. So that was also our goal, to make it so that it felt like a Ventnor beach house. And we don't have the site as some of the houses on Ventnor Avenue have, but we did take little cues from some of those beautiful historic homes that we have in the area to make it so that it fits in and contributes to the neighborhood and it's not a detriment. We're hoping that it improves.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any further questions.
Would you like the owners to make a comment also?
I just wanted to echo some of the things that Chris said about the house itself. It's not terribly beautiful on the outside right now, but it's really charming on the inside. We fell in love with the floors, the sunroom, and a lot of the things that we talked to Chris about, he was able to work into the design, and we're really excited about it. We love the street, we love the town. So we're hopeful that we can get this approved, and we're excited about moving to Ventnor full time.
Well, thank you. Do any board members have questions?
I just want to just confirm, as far as your lot coverage goes, the new calculation, which I think puts you at, 74%?
Right.
It's considerably less than what you had. And you're not deducting the pavers from that. That's completely removing concrete.
That's correct.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, just to confirm that.
Yep. Okay. Understood.
Any other comments or questions for the board?
Got a couple, Mr. Chairman, if I could. One, Carol, how'd you let his closet get bigger than yours? I'm looking at the plan. I'm like, wait a minute, something. And also, I'm also from Exton. I grew up on Renard Drive, which is the other side of Marchwood from where you guys are. Down Biddle, all the way down the end of Biddle. Back down. Yeah. So the question I have is the functionality of that parking space underneath. I don't know how that's going to get in and out of the garage.
So Don has a Mazda Miata that used to live in the...
That or a golf cart?
In the back. So it's a compact car that is a... it's actually now it's turning into a classic, so that's kind of where we're hoping it lives, so that's out of the elements. And
that could probably fit the only car that could fit. We have a Fiat. Tim loves my wife's car, same car, Fiat Spider. Nice. That's about the only car that would be able to make that turn to get in. Well, you might end up widening that garage door a little bit.
Just definitely look into it.
Chris may be widening some.
One thing.
Yes.
It's existing.
We did talk about usability of the existing driveway, and Don and Carol, that's what they live with now, and that's they're used to the jockey of right. having cars in the driveway. It's not this time of year. It's easy to park. Obviously, in the summertime, it's less easy. So they do utilize their driveway, and they just kind of plan ahead. And if a car needs to pull out, they pull a car out and then are able to.
Part of living at the beach is right. gets cars stacked in. That's all.
So to address that, I had an issue with that as well. And actually, they don't need that parking space to count.
I saw that. Yeah.
And also, Chris and I were talking about if they, because I was concerned about the height of the building, if they're using, taking advantage of the 9 feet above top of curb, you need 50% of the parking below. So that there is actually so low that BFE plus four hits them high enough to fit the garage and
okay.
storage underneath.
7 foot, 7.5.
Right. Like that. Okay. Correct. So they had to shrink the roof down a little bit to make it comply with the 31 feet, but Chris is a talented architect. He made it work pretty easily. So if you want, I'll...
Could you please, sure. before we open up to the public, you read your comments for the record?
Real quick, the report is based on the application of Donald Giordano and Carol Hughes, 14 North Melbourne Avenue, Block 132, Lot 17, seeking C variances engineering and planning report, located in the R4 Single Family Zoning District. Preliminary firm elevation 9, substantial benefit variance, materials reviewed on bottom of page 1, interior about top of page 2, as well as the plans received and reviewed on page 2, the project description as the architect and the solicitor talked about with your attorney. Zoning chart on page 3 describes all the bulk requirements, standards, and all the other requirements under zoning ordinance for the R4. Again, they are meeting the height. Minimum lot area requires 2312 square feet. They exceed that at 2850 square feet. Minimum lot width of 37 feet. They exceed that by 1 foot at 38. Lot depth is required to be 62.5. They more than exceed that at 75 feet. So, in essence, there are two variances being created by the lift itself, and that is the front yard setback and the side yard setback to the existing structure. Whenever you go above base load plus 3, they inherently create variances. And also the third floor deck does not meet the building setback requirement at 12 feet. It's actually 7 feet, so it's actually still hidden back. It's beyond the envelope of the building, so it meets the intent of half the ordinance, but it's a two-prong requirement, and it doesn't meet one of the prongs. And other than that, everything is standard. And I applaud the applicant and Chris for working out with the lot coverage. And actually, at some point in time, that this board will be looking at the porous pavers being treated similarly to open deck slats for lot coverage. You won't get 100% coverage, but you will get some type of credit for that. Other than that, I think this is a good application, and the improvements will be amazing. My opinion. Zach, who's my report?
Do you have any comments in addition to what you made before about Roger's report?
No.
Okay. At this point, I'll open the floor to the public. If anyone would like to speak, please come up front. Okay. Seeing no one and hearing no one asking to be present, I will close public portion. My question is, are you complete?
And just respectfully, we're requesting that hopefully the board sees this application the way we see it, and we're respectfully requesting a favorable action on the by the board.
Could you just reiterate all the variances, just for the record, since there are changes that we'll be considering?
So the variants include front yard setback, side yard setback, and front yard setback to porch. And the exhibit indicates that we are reducing the lot covers to a compliant percentage.
Any last minute comments?
Are we giving away with the landscaping?
Because
they be submitting the lot landscape plan.
Lot coverage, the exhibit that we propose, that kind of removes that variance. So we're not, thank you.
They need to submit the landscape plan,
That's what this is.
That's what this is.
That is.
This is the landscape plan?
Yeah, we have a landscape plan. At the bottom.
Guess I'm not that creative. All right, that's fine.
And this would include the governor strip and two street trees.
Right.
This is a great addition to that side of Melbourne.
Yes.
It's, if there's no other further questions or comments, I'll turn it over to Leo. Leo, could you do a resolution for us?
Sure. It's a C variance application. I'll summarize the variances and conditions. And then we'll need a motion in a second. There's a front yard setback. They're at 5.02 feet where 12 feet's the requirement. That's to the house. Then the front yard setback to the first floor deck, same thing, 5.02 feet, 7 feet's the requirement. And there's also a front yard setback to the third floor deck, which is at 7 feet where 12 feet's the requirement, but it is within the building envelope. And there's a side yard setback of 3.12 feet where 4 feet's required. As far as conditions, I'll just note the standard ones. I mean, the landscaping plan shows the governor strip with the street trees. That doesn't necessarily, it's on the plan, so that doesn't need to be a condition. Anything in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise modified on the record tonight, applicant will comply with any representations it made during the course of the hearing.
Okay, could we have a motion? Second?
Second.
Okay. Carmela, could you do roll call? And everyone, please state your reasons for your vote.
Mayor Landgraf?
I support the application. I think it's a good reuse of the structure. Nice job, Chris, with really, you know, trying to keep the inside like they want and then renovate the exterior and add some space. I think the variances are essentially being caused by the elevation of the structure. I really applaud the fact that you're complying with the lot coverage, bringing that back down under something that is compliant. So I appreciate that. Water fills this island rather quickly, as we learned a couple of weeks ago with 2 inches of rain overnight. So I vote in favor of the application. I see no detriment to the neighborhood. I think it's an improvement. I vote yes.
Commissioner Kriebel?
I think that this is a challenging lot. And if you really do a deep dive about into what the 1940s house had and the technology it had, try to bring that into today's usable living with only a few variances that are really triggered just by lifting. That's a pretty Herculean task when you really you're adding features like third floor suite, found a niche to put air conditioning up above flood. And he maintained some of the character that we all love about that. Those hardwood floors, curved stair, those things that you really can't replace. It has a story. So for me, this is really a huge successful design project. But I have to give you kudos for that. And the variance is de minimis. Front yard setbacks are triggered by raising a lot coverage. I appreciate that you're not that you're contributing to the flood, the easement of the flooding that we always have. But really, from a design standpoint, to bring this into this era where a family can use it, that's going to have closets and storage. Apparently, people didn't have in the 40s. It's a win. So I support the application. Thank you.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
I also support the application. I feel that the variances are de minimis as a resulting of the lifting. I think it's very important that we have every structure in the city be flood compliant. It adds to the city's overall benefit. I believe that the design of this structure will add to the look of the street, which is a very nice street. And your side of the street, unfortunately, it has a sea of concrete. And I applaud you agreeing to do the governor strip and the two trees. You will be the start of something wonderful. Thank you.
Lorraine Salata.
I think this is a very lovely plan. We always are happy when we see homes being upgraded, making them flood compliant is a plus, plus, plus. I appreciate the fact that you got rid of all that lot coverage. I was impressed by that. It was terrific, but thank you. So I do vote in favor.
Dan Smith III. Peter Taco.
I'll also vote in favor of the application. The variance requested are basically the raise and the existing non-conformities. I do appreciate my biggest concern when I looked at it initially was the coverage. I appreciate the really great job you did with reducing the coverage and putting some green space in there. Again, it is a lot of concrete over there on that street, and this is hopefully the start of a renaissance towards green rather than gray. Perfect.
Tim Coop.
I also vote in favor. I think that, as everyone said, the variances are directly tied to lifting the house and making it flood compliant, which is great for the city. It's done in a very creative way, and your trailblazers on the lawn and the green. So thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy Bartlett.
Also, but vote in favor for the application. I appreciate that you're lifting the house. I'm not requesting a height variance, something that we see all too often. And I appreciate that you're keeping the look of the Ventnor Beach House. I mean, it's charming and very nice architectural design. The deck variance is still within the building envelope, and it adds to the architectural detail of the house, which makes it a great addition, and very much appreciate the landscaping. This is a great addition, and I think you'll enjoy that more in your home. Great design.
Jessica Stewie.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. This is definitely a significant improvement to what was there before. You're making it FEMA compliant, which we're always happy to see. And it really is just a beautiful design. I'm always happy to see being able to kind of keep, I guess, the existing and retain that existing character and being able to keep that existing structure. And you guys certainly accomplished that goal, I think, of going for trying to get that timeless classic look with this. I just think it's a lovely design. I think all the variances are pretty much warranted. You're within that existing envelope. That third floor deck that's even beyond that envelope. And I think that also adds aesthetically to the home. So, oh, and also that lot coverage. We definitely appreciate your efforts to get that down under that 75%. And I love what you did with the landscaping plan. So, great job with that.
The application is approved. Congratulations. And we welcome you as full-time residents when you come, when that time arrives.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
See you,
that's it. We're the only game in town tonight.
Doesn't happen much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any other business board members? Hearing none, can I entertain a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I click it.
Right.
Meeting's over.
Yeah, Jack.
Okay.
Well, no.